Today, we're joined by Mr. George Nelson. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in the Bronx and wound up upstate New York when I decided to go to Oswego State and made a decision to reside here because my children were here and I wanted to raise my kids in upstate New York as opposed to the Bronx.
All right. So, how has life been prior to 9/11 and how has it changed for you personally since then?
Well, prior to 9/11, terrorism was, it was infrequent. The events were not as, what's the word I'm looking for? Not as well known, and they weren't as major as 9/11. Then when 9/11 hit, that was a massive wake-up call, I think, for myself as well as the American people. And the day it hit, I was, the day 9/11 came, I was working in the insurance business as an insurance agent. And that morning I was preparing to go to a meeting. I was in Syracuse. I was preparing to go to a meeting in Oneida County, and before I left, I saw an email from a coworker saying that at least one plane hit the World Trade Center, possibly two. And of course, I was stunned by that, and I was on my way out the door, so I didn't have time to really absorb it or reflect on it. I thought maybe because of the way it was written that it was an accident, that something happened, the plane lost its way, lost engines, whatever, and wound up hitting the Trade Center. And then on my way to Oneida, to the meeting, I had put the radio on and I heard that another plane hit the World Trade Center. And then shortly thereafter, a plane hit the Pentagon and a plane crash landed in Pennsylvania, you know, happened within a couple hours. And every time I heard something, I was getting very angry. I felt like I wanted to do something, but I was in my car on the thruway driving and I couldn't do anything. I literally hit the steering wheel and I was very angry that this was happening. Wasn't scared. I just wanted to be there. Plus, you know, I'm from New York City, so, and I worked literally three blocks from the World Trade Center back in 1996, 1997. So that hit home for me. And my uncle used to work inside the World Trade Center, and I visited there numerous times over the years. So it was sort of a violation. It was a terrorist attack, but it also felt like a personal violation on myself. You know, you're going to attack my city. How dare you? You know, and then I heard that, you know, throughout the times, I heard the buildings collapse on the radio. And again, every time I heard something that was happening, I was angry and I was thinking of the people who were dying. Mm-hmm. I have family members who were police officers and friends who were firefighters, and of course my concern was of them, with them. So it was a very nerve-wracking day. But you know what was interesting is that I don't think it was fully grasped by everyone immediately, because the meeting still went on in Oneida. I had to take continuing education credits for my insurance license. So the meeting continued, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, don't you people know what's going on? I was thinking in my head, should we cancel this? Or, you know, no, because no one was talking about it. And I don't know if, you know, they were there early and missed it. I'm not sure. But the meeting went on. And finished up the meeting. Well, I say the meeting. It was the continuing education class. Finished it up and got back home. Got back to the office in Syracuse. And then it was being discussed. Everybody was gathering together in the office talking about it. We heard the president talking about it. You know, we were attacked by a faceless coward. That I remember that clearly, Bush saying that. And I didn't get to see any of the images until I got home that night. I put on the television and they showed the images, which was surreal, to say the least, and horrifying. Mm-hmm. And again, for me, it was more anger than being scared. And I knew it was going to be a different world after that. I knew that this being one of the largest or the largest terrorist attack on us, on our soil, you know, or a largest, not even just any attack since Pearl Harbor on our soil, I knew the world was going to change dramatically in terms of security, in terms of militarily. So obviously I'm not glad that 9/11 happened, but in a way, I think we needed some major event to be able to wake us up, because we were lulled into a sort of a unconscious slumber. And I think we let security become compromised for too long. So that was where I was at that time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Nelson.
You're welcome.
Thank you.